Hello, my name is Jade, and I'm from Coleman, Alabama, Pastor Will Banks' church, and I would like to give honor to Sister Julie and Sister Brooke for asking me to be a part of Doc Talks this year. Last year, Sister Witherspoon and I spoke to her, the teens, and I was like, I think I'd rather speak to the teens. They might be a little bit easier. And then someone told me last night, no, they're not. I'm like, well, I'm used to speaking to three-year-olds, so... you ladies, thank you for coming to our session. I'm sure you read our session descriptions and read about Sister Miller's miracles that you want to hear about, and that's what you're here for, and so am I. I'm ready to hear Sister Miller again. but thank you for having me today. Thank you for coming, and I'm excited about what the Lord has been putting on my heart for the past several months for you all. So I'm speaking about having ears to hear. And I had to research the ear a little bit, and I am not a scientist at all. I didn't enjoy science in high school or college, but I did read an article about the ear and how we hear, and there are three main parts to our ear. So we have our outer ear, which is the part that you see, and connected to that part of the ear is the ear canal, which you might be familiar with. And then we have the inner ear, or the middle ear, and it has your eardrum. Which that was a familiar term for me. I'm like, yeah, I know what an eardrum is. Don't want to bust it. And then there's three bones that are in that middle ear, the malleus, the stapes, and the incus. And then there is the inner ear, and this consists of the cochlea. And then there's a couple canals, and then the vestibular nerve and the auditory nerve. So, yeah, that's a lot for me to say, and I hope I pronounced it correctly. If not, I'll share my article with you and you guys can read it. So how does this all work except that we can hear sound? There are several steps to this. And the first step is that there's a wave that's created. That's not the sound. It's a wave that's created. If a tree falls in the forest but nobody's there to hear it, well, it didn't make a sound. It just created a wave. So that sound, that wave travels through our outer ear into the ear canal, and it goes into the middle ear, and it vibrates. There's a vibration that's created, and it's sent to the three little bones, the malleus, the stapes, and the incus. And the three bones then amplify that sound and sends it to the cochlea. And the cochlea has water in it. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that the cochlea had water in it. I didn't have a clue about how our ears worked. But that water will vibrate in the cochlea, and depending on the frequency of that wave, if it's, you will hear a high pitch or a low pitch. So these waves are created to go through all the parts of the ear, and that still is not the actual sound that you hear. The waves create the vibrations, and the vibrations send that signal to your brain. But into all those waves enter our ears and go through all the process of creating a vibration to send a signal to our brain, nothing has been heard. Pretty intense. That's a lot. It's like, wow, God, you made us to hear in that way for a vibration, and it's a wave, a vibration to hit our brain to signal it, and then we can hear what has been created. It's pretty amazing. So while I was preparing for this, somebody sent me a video of this game that my husband and I played at their house called the Whisper Game. Are you guys familiar with it? So the Whisper Game, you have a teammate. And one teammate puts on a headphone. And in this headphone, you hear this. The other teammate has a card. And the card has a phrase something like, I like chips and salsa. And you have to whisper it. So the person that has the earphones on are like, I like hips. He's like, when your teammate gets it, you're like, yes! So they're screaming at you what they think their eyes are seeing, what they think they should be hearing. But their eyes are not seeing the correct thing because they can't hear what they're saying. The chaos of the sound of the headphones is covering up what they need to be hearing. So that game kind of reminds me of our life. So we have these headphones of life on us. And we hear this chaos and this noise all the time. All the time. And so it's like, well, how am I supposed to hear what I need to hear from the Lord when I have all these other things demanding, sending these vibrations to my mind, doing these signals in my brain for me to hear them. How am I supposed to hear the audible voice of God? It is only when we get away from all the noise of this world, when we dedicate time to the Lord, that we can hear His voice. We can hear that still, small voice. So you may be thinking, yeah, but she doesn't know my life. I'm busy. I try to dedicate time. I'm just too busy. In this room, we're all women. I think we're all women. I'm pregnant, so I don't know if I'm having a boy yet or not. Right now, we're all women. We're moms. We're daughters. We're grandmas. We're pastor's wives. We're youth pastor's wives. We're youth leaders, youth pastor's wives. We're grandmothers, Sunday school teachers, employees, employers. And this list can go on and on and on. You guys hold many, many titles. All these titles we hold demand our time, demand our ears. And we are constantly hearing, whether audibly or within our beings, the demands of each of our titles. So just a glimpse of my busy internal voice. I'm just going to walk you through it real quick. So my internal voice is saying, I must pick up my kids from mama's. I must make dinner. Do they have homework? Let's get the homework done. What verses do we have to learn tonight? What verses do we need to review tonight? Do I have the materials, the ingredients I need to create this meal that I've decided I'm going to make? What bills do we have to pay this week? What's on the agenda this week? What's this weekend look like? Do we have youth service? Sunday school is tonight. Prayer is tonight. Youth service is tonight. Church, am I on schedule to sing? All these things, that's just my evening. That's not even my morning and my physical day at my job. My physical day at my job is filled with teacher, Miss Gerald. Because no 3-year-old can say Miss Fitzgerald. In the evening, it's mommy, mama, babe. Life is busy. And you may be saying, well, this is a lot that God's given me. Yes, but I had a choice in this life. Just like we can pray and choose a career and make all the decisions in our day, we can choose to set aside time to hear His voice. There's so much that goes into hearing a sound. And when I think about hearing, it reminds me of that Sunday school song. In my description, I said, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. So what is it that God is wanting us to hear? There are obvious things that we shouldn't hear. If you're a Bible quizzer, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. Life is full of distractions and noises that can block out what we need to be hearing. How many of you have read the news lately? Shocking, right? We don't want to hear that. I don't want to have that in my internal being. And then there are some obvious things that we shouldn't hear, like gossiping and talebearing and evil speakings. But how? How do I hear God's voice through all this? How do I hear what I need to hear? Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If we call out to God, He'll be there and He'll hear us. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, and I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. God is there just waiting for us to open up to Him. I know we are busy, but hear me today, that if we open the door to God, and make time to dwell in His presence, He'll sup with us, and He will hear us, and we will hear Him. God will speak life into our tired souls. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are life. They are spirit, and they are life. We are His sheep. We have the Holy Ghost. He is our shepherd, and we know His voice. John 10:27 tells us that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. We just have to be willing to carve out some time to commune with our Lord. If you do not have the Holy Ghost and you're here today, please hear me. The Holy Ghost is the greatest gift that we can receive. If it's been a while since you've spoken in tongues, I encourage you to find a place today. I know at the end of today we have a time of prayer. Spend some time with God. Speak in tongues. Speak to Him. Speak that heavenly language with Him. We have nothing else on our agenda today but this. Let the Lord speak in your life today. So in order to hear God, do I have to consecrate an hour a day in prayer every day just to hear Him? Well, no. It would be a great service to ourselves and to our relationship with the Lord to do that. So I would like to share with you four ways that I hear from the Lord. So first, He meets me where I am. On Saturdays, I clean some offices at the church. And I prefer to go by myself, but I don't always get to go by myself depending on our busy schedule. But when I do get to go by myself, I get to listen to the songs I want to listen to and not the Word Song Bible Quizzing app. Praise like your verse. But I get to listen to what I want to listen to, and I can focus on what the Lord wants me to hear. And I'm already at the church, so my mindset's already thinking, I'm at the church, I'm cleaning, the Lord, touch my pastor, you know, touch my bishop, or touch the people that come in this conference room. Then, when I vacuum, I have to turn the music off, because what's the point? You can't hear it anyway. So, when I turn the vacuum on, and there is that noise, that's when my mind can then focus on, well, Lord, what is it that you need me to pray about today? What is it that you want to speak into me today? And those times are so sweet, and I'm so appreciative that the Lord can meet me in those times where I am. John 14:18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll come to you. Another way that God speaks to me is through His spoken word. I'm trying really hard to read through my Bible this year. So I have carved out, purposely carved out my morning time to read my Bible and to focus on what the Lord, and I'll take screenshots and how the Lord speaks to me and through His word. Like, I'll take a screenshot of the verse of the day, like, wow, that really spoke to me. It went along with our service last night. Just recently, we have Monday night prayer, and God used Sister Joanne to give a term of interpretation, and she said over and over, seek me, seek my face, seek me, seek me. And the next morning, my verse of the day was, seek my face. I was like, yes, Lord, I hear what your scripture is saying. Psalms 119:105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:160 says, thy word is true from the beginning. So I know I can believe it. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The third way that God speaks to me is in my personal prayer time. We need personal prayer time with the Lord. Matthew 6:6-13 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask Him. He already knows that you have questions. He already knows that you want to hear His voice, but He needs you to come and seek Him. Then He tells us how to pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So my prayer time isn't always the same. Sometimes it's while I'm showering. Oh, God, you're a good God. I love you, Lord. Lord, help me to do your will today. Let me speak to who you need me to speak to. And sometimes He'll visit me there. So no time is wasted in His presence. He will be faithful and He'll answer. I love where verse 8 says, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him. He's at the door knocking. Will you open? He knows that you have what you have need of, and He has the answers you're seeking, and He has the encouragement that you need. That brings me to the last way that the Lord speaks to me, and it's through the preached word of God. Romans 10:14 says, how can He hear without a preacher? When I go into the house of the Lord, I pray, God, anoint my ears to receive your anointed word. God has given me a good shepherd and my pastor. And I'm thankful for Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks. my opinion, he's the best pastor. And I'm thankful that he preaches the word of God to me. I'm thankful that he walks in the Spirit and that I know that I can receive the good word that he's prepared because he's preaching from the good book. Revelation 3:22 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." You've done a good thing today by coming into Doc Talks. You've chosen to take some time out for yourself to be encouraged and strengthened through God's word and testimonies from amazing ladies. This is a great step into hearing God's word for you and your life. I hope that you have heard ways that will help you hear God's voice. He's standing at the door knocking. He's ready to meet you where you are in your busy life, revealing himself in Scripture and answering your wonders through his written word. And he's waiting for you to commune with him in your personal prayer time and reaching for you through his preached word. Do you have ears to hear him calling you? I would like to end with a prayer over us. God, you are such a great and wonderful God, and we worship your holy name. There is none other like you. You're the God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. God, thank you, Lord, that you're standing at the door waiting for us to call out to you. God, I pray for these ladies today, God, that you encourage them and strengthen them and open their ears to hear you. Meet them where they are, God. Help them to find you in Scripture when they search your word. God, help them, Lord, to carve out some time with you and meet them where they are. Commune with them. And God, let them hear your spoken word when they come to the house of the Lord. God, we worship you and praise you. God, bless these ladies in Jesus' name. Thank you. So our next